I'm Mark, and I'm going to tell you about my interview. I asked my mum's friend's friend about his childhood. His name was James Stewart, and he was 11 years old when the war started. He does the questions I asked him and his answers. Question 1. What food did you get in rations? He answered, most food was rationed apart from bread, and everyone had the ration book of coupons. We were allowed one fresh egg per week. There was, however, powdered egg, and you can make scrambled egg with this. People in the country were lucky, because a lot of them kept chickens and grew fruit and vegetables. The meat was rationed by price, 1 shilling and 6 pence per person, which nowadays is 7.5 pence. If you bought the cheap meat, liver, stew, etc., you got more for your money. We were allowed 2 oz of sugar each per week. This meant that mums could not really make jam unless we all went without sugar in our tea for weeks. There was a point system for tinned food. Beans were 8 points, but if you wanted a tin of salmon for a treat, it used a whole month's worth of points. Question 2. What kind of food was not able to be transported during the war? He answered, we only had local food and fruit and vegetables. The sugar was from sugar beet and not cane sugar, hence the shortage for jam making. We did not get fresh bananas until after the war. The Canadians sent us a lot of wheat, so bread was a staple and was not rationed. Bottled sauces were regional and sometimes available. Question 3. Where did the wardens take you when an air raid was taking place? He answered, I lived in Perth, and although there were shelters in the town and in the gardens, we stayed indoors. I lived in a tenement flat, and when the sirens went, we all congregated in the flat on the ground floor and sat on the floor in the lobby. The wardens made sure that there were never any lights shining out in the dark. Everyone had blackout curtains. The German bomber passed over Perth on their way from Norway to bomb Clyde site. We had to shelter from when they passed overhead until they returned again. Only 2 bombs landed near Perth. Question 4. Where were you when the war started? He answered, I was at school in Perth. Glasgow children were evacuated in their hundreds to Perth at the start of the war. There were 6 of us in a 2-bedroom flat, so none of them stayed with us. We thought they were very rough and tough. We did not mind them being there because it meant we went to school in the mornings only. They used the schools in the afternoon. After my dad died, we had soldiers billeted in our flat. Mum and 4 kids in one bedroom and 4 soldiers in the other. The 5th question was, were you in the war? He answered, no, I was too young, and I will be 80 this year. I was in the ATC and in the scouts. In the air training corps, we visited the local American base. They took us up in their planes, gave us candy, chocolate, and maple syrup. The last question is, how did you celebrate when the war was over? He answered, we had a big street party. My mum was glad that none of us had had to fight because of our ages. Thank you for listening to my talk. Bye!